I'm not much of a gamer, but I skipped work this week to play Elegy for a Dead World. It's a new game based on some very old school romantic poets, Shelley, Keats, and Byron. And it was created by some serious gamers, the guys behind hits like the first-person shooter, Drunken Robot Pornography, and the base-jumping game, Ah! I asked designer Ichiro Lam where they got the idea for a poetry-writing video game.
You know, when you eat sushi and you have this pickled ginger between courses, it sort of started as a small side project between courses, you know, larger games. And I got together with a few colleagues at another company called Pop Cannibal, and we said, we want to create this game where you explore. And my colleague Zyba Scott said to me, what would be perfect for this would be to draw from inspiration from the British Romance era poets. And I said, wow, this is amazing.
Do you like romantic poetry, or was that his thing?
That was his. Let's say that I like romantic poetry now.
And wait, tell me about the poems you found.
You know, our game is essentially about exploring these long-dead civilizations. And Zyba and I, in creating the first week of this game, we walked around the streets of Boston and looked through British Romance era poems. And we said, you know, what fits this theme perfectly? And so we have Ozymandias by Shelley. The author comes across these sands, and there's this desolate, broken civilization. You know, among these ruins, there is a plaque that says, hey, I'm Ozymandias, King of Kings.
Look on my works, ye mighty, and despair. I love that poem.
Exactly. And yet they're all gone. And so the theme of hubris, of, you know, transience of society was really at the core of what we were doing, and therefore that fit in very nicely.
So when you play the game, and I did this just this morning, in fact, you enter this kind of portal in space, which looks like a floating bookshelf. And and then from there, you wind up in, let's say this morning, I wound up in the world of this Shelley poem. So it looks like this just ruined civilization. And you kind of wander around in there. And then pretty quickly at the bottom of the screen, a quill pen shows up. You describe what happens next.
Sure. Well, when you get to one of these quills, the game starts asking you to write the story of the game itself. So it will give you a little bit of text, and you're supposed to fill in some of the blanks. So for instance, you'll walk up, and if you'd selected a particular poem, you know, about the end of the world, it might give you a sentence or two about that with some of the words missing, and it's up to you to fill them as you like.
So it's kind of like Mad Libs for writing.
A little bit. I think at the very simplest, we made some of the story prompts, you know, missing a word here to sort of ease the player slash writer slash creator into it.
So you used, as video game designers, you used the poems as your prompts in creating the game. And then in turn, the game creates prompts for players. So, and hearing about it, it maybe sounds complicated, but so my own experience, and I've hung out with my teenage son, and I've watched him play things like Call of Duty or FIFA Soccer, and he will be very embarrassed if he ever hears me say this, but the controls and the navigation are really complicated. But in Elegy, you control a little astronaut who can do one of only four things: go up, down, left, or right. You deliberately must have kept it very simple, very clean.
I think that the controls of Elegy are accessible to anybody who can use a computer. You walk around and you type. And that's pretty much it, because the game is not supposed to be about a test of strength or endurance or quick reflexes. It's an environment for you to simply create in. And every barrier that we could take away between you and that experience, I think, is a success.
One of the things I really liked is that my first round of the game didn't actually take that long. I mean, I was going through quickly and I was writing really terrible rhyming couplets, but it took me maybe 15 minutes or something. And then at the end, the game pulls up all the lines you've written and assembles them, and there's this poem or this story that you wrote.
Exactly. So the conceit of the game really is about storytelling and sharing those stories. So you'll go through your story, you'll write it, and then it will appear to you in a graphic novel format. And then you can hit a button to share it with other players. And when they log into the game, they can read that as well. And, you know, upvote it if they like it, or go on to the next story if they don't.
Hmm. What do other people write?
We've been seeing a range of things, from very funny stories to very heartfelt ones to some very creative things. I think my current favorite is one where a player had gone through the world and adopted the role of somebody writing to her grandfather. And her grandfather had passed away not too long before, she told me. And she was playing the game and as though she were writing to her recently deceased grandfather. And the experience brought her to tears. Now, this is an experience that I've wanted to give to players for many years.
Wow. That's really lovely. How long? I mean, you can write just little sketches or short poems, but do people ever write longer things?
Absolutely. In fact, we don't constrain the length of the story that you're writing. I think it's very naturally a fit for people who want to write maybe 15 to 30 minutes, and we've seen longer. But if you want to go to the blank slate and you want to write your entire novel in the game, you can do that as well.
Yeah, partly this reminds me, there's a classic writing workshop exercise. A teacher gives the class a visual prompt, you know, maybe a photo or something, and you've got 10 or 15 minutes to write. So in some ways, this is a little bit like that, but it's also different because it's not the experience of playing the game is it's not just you alone with your thoughts on a blank sheet of paper. There's something more interactive going on between you and the game. Do you think of this as a new kind of storytelling?
Well, all of this started out when we spent a week creating this prototype for this game, and it had nothing to do with writing. And based on the poems that we read, the Shelley, Keats, Byron poems, we created these worlds, and we sketched them out on paper, which is how I thought game development was going to be when I was a kid. Turns out it's actually not like that. But so we sketched these worlds out on paper, and everything that we created, everything that the player would go through, had this meaning that we drew from the poems. And this building meant something, and this statue meant something else, and this stretch of desolate land meant something entirely different.
So you were really drawing the poems.
Yeah, exactly. And so when we sat down a colleague and said, you know, can you explain what all this means to you? We thought that he was going to tell us exactly our story back. And it turned out that he took all of the things that were written out on paper, all of the buildings, all of the structures, all of the statues, and he created his own story about it. And what we thought was interesting about this experience is that it was sort of a co-creative thing. It wasn't just, here's a story prompt, here's a picture, here's a snippet of dialogue. We gave the player an entire world, and it's up to them to interpret that and to create.
But as you go along, the game keeps giving you new parts of that world. You know, you keep exploring the landscape, new sections of it open up. And so the story maybe you started out to tell changes as you move through the game.
Yeah, I think that that's true of almost any story. And insofar as gamers like puzzles, you know, when you play a game, there's, you know, there should be some challenge to it. Writing has its own inherent challenges, but we wanted to try to bring the concept of a puzzle into games. So in some of these writing prompts that you're going through in Elegy, there's going to be a point where we sort of twist what you're doing. So, for instance, there's this one world where you are exploring the planet, and you are writing about how wonderful it is, and, you know, oh my gosh, these works of art are amazing. And then halfway through it, we inform you that you are the person who is responsible for the downfall of this world. And then it becomes your responsibility. You know, we've sort of painted you into a corner. And it's your writing puzzle to sort of reconcile everything that you write beyond that with what you've written before.
How can you love something and also have destroyed it?
Exactly.
That's kind of beautiful, kind of scary.
I thought it was fascinating. I think people look at it and go, oh my gosh. In the best situations, they look at that and they have an emotional reaction when they've lavished such care on why they love this world and who lived here and how they lived their lives. And then, oh my gosh, it turns out I did this. Why did I do this? I got to justify it.
So, Ichiro, this isn't a game you win, right? There's no adrenaline rush either at the end or at any point during it. And of course, not all video games are high action, but still, doesn't a game need a payoff of some sort for somebody to want to play it? you know, puzzle solved or war won.
I think the reward that a player gets by playing Elegy is the process of having created something wonderful. People are, I feel, inherently creative. I mean, we talk to each other. We tell stories to each other on Imgur or Twitter or Tumblr. We tell these little stories. We're always doing this. And when you are done playing Elegy, you have created something, and that is your victory condition.
Ichiro Lam is the co-designer of the creative writing video game Elegy for a Dead World. He's the founder and president of Dejoban Games. And by the way, all the music we just heard in that piece is from the game.